Oh, go on, get on with it. Do your little
do your thing. Do your bang. Come on then.
I really want to bang.
Do you feel better now you've done that?
You're
do
a f- like, actually, you're a f- you stop that and all you f-
What are you talking about?
Are you brothers again?
Do you have to put up with this a lot?
A lot.
Honestly, I was like, what? Just because it's a plastic bag?
No, but
it's more than a bag.
Because he's never had his play button out of the plastic yet.
Well, unlucky.
I thought the old table was going over.
It looks like it's like that forever now.
Yeah.
I'll get over it, I'm sure.
Are we good? Are we all good?
Yeah, we're good. Can we continue? Right. I'm good to continue.
Okay.
Are you good to continue, Jack?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right, cool. Let's
don't ever talk to him like that again.
Let's get back to YouTube, baby. We loved YouTube. It is like the most hardest platform to break. But
it's
once
weird.
You get it...
Very strange.
It is.
We haven't broken it still, I'd say.
If we post a reel that does like what however many on Instagram and you post it on YouTube, you'll be like, oh, that's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a week later, it'll go.
YouTube, it could be super, a year later.
Yeah.
Right. I get things from completely different to you. Not as big as you boys, but if any of you lads stuff want to come on, jump on the channel. I'm plugging mine.
I always jump on your channel. I don't care. I love your channel.
But
what's your channel again?
MJ Tiff Plumbing, just give us a follow.
Get to the 100K, baby.
Where do you want to go with it then? Because you boys don't work now, do you? Or you work, but it's for the content as opposed to a nine
to
five.
So, for instance, we call it a studio room. It's not.
It's his house.
It's our spare room.
In the spare room.
But we turned it into a studio. So, this is what we have to do. Things like people don't realise behind the screens. Things happen like this. We have to rip stuff off the wall his ass.
We wallpaper the wall and then pull it straight off.
Then we'll rip that off and we'll do another thing. Or
skim it,
whatever.
Put new carpet down.
Oh, yeah.
Like rats, whatever.
Yeah, we've cut holes in carpet. Yeah, yeah. But
you're always welcome to come make some content.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
Oi.
We'll sort out pricing. Oh,
I would have come down the other day, but too busy.
Oh, do you know what? Is that a good crack? We had a few
guys. So you had the Trade Legends boy, Jack. Who went down? Jack, G, and Pippa. Roy was there as well, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Davis.
Can we get a Roy Davis Bosch?
He got his 100k
on Instagram. So
we had a few people. It was so nice to celebrate with him as well. Do you know what? Celebrating milestones with people, and I think he knows that we're happy for people.
That's what I like with you boys. The first time I met you, it was like, mate, we'll collab with you. We'll do whatever.
I will never ever
be that guy.
And it feels.
I said this at the beginning. Yeah. This was one of my rules, right? I said, look. I want to do it, blah, 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 blah. But never, ever are we going to be them people that are like, oh, we've had this message. They've only got 500 followers. Yeah. Everyone's everyone.
Phil, honestly, true words, before we started this channel,
obviously
stay humble.
Yeah.
Do not let it get to your head.
There is limits.
We won't let Mark come on.
No, there is limits. Yeah. Unlucky. There is limits because obviously we get quite a few messages. So sometimes we can't just go,
Do you man everything yourself?
Yeah, everything ourselves. Yeah, we get it all the time. So if one of your team could contact us, I was like, yeah, I am the team.
Do you ever think you'll get a team?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Once enough money runs in.
People we know.
Yeah. Once enough money rolls in through the channel, we'll be sweet.
Yeah. Because they need to be very careful with all these messaging and whatnot. Because we give a lot of advice. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not like some channels. They're messaging back thanks and oh nice one. Like some people are like, how would you do this? So I have to sit there.
But even that, it takes time.
I've spent 40 minutes replying to someone asking me about some cuts. My screen time
sometimes is 12 hours 47 a day.
Yeah. So ladies and gents, I want to say a big thank you to one of our show sponsors, which is Tradify. Now, most of you will probably already have heard of Tradify, and it's an app that will help you streamline your business. It will save you time, invoicing, quotes, all that sort of thing. It's all in there. So if you want to spend more time on the tools and less time doing the paperwork, which frankly, nobody likes doing paperwork, Tradify is the app for you. Now, if you click this link above, you're going to get yourself a 14-day free trial. And because we are confident, just as much as Tradify are, you don't even need to enter any payment details to get that free trial. But if you enter code TRADELEGENDS, you'll get a massive 50% off for the first 3 months when you subscribe. So stop wasting your time and get back on the tools and save yourself a bit of time in the process and some money.
I don't know if we're in the right. Shall we swap? To try and spice it up half.
Yeah, do you want me? No, go on. You can have a go. I'm all right. No,
you want to swap? We can swap in
there. Go on, Sam. Yeah, sweet.
Mark's not swapping. He's
in for good time. I'm Benny Himboy. I'll turn the lights out. Yeah.
do you know what he looks like now?
Big Al, big in YouTube as well.
Oh, he's made it.
Got my plaque, baby.
Got my plaque.
So we got Al, we got the gaffer in now. Better look smoky, boys. We have to split these two up.
Jack's lost his mind.
We've got ADHD going out.
I have got it as well. That's the problem.
Right. We have got it.
Go on, Al.
He's been clucking away in the background to fire some questions. I've seen him.
Well, to be fair, I mean the main thing.
Hang on, mate. I just want to have a break.
He's like that. Boring. The main thing I wanted to talk to the guys about is when people listen and like watch the podcast. I know a lot of people always go, you talk about social media, but it's such an important part of like what everybody does.
Yeah.
And sort of, I mentioned about when I was sat there, like liking on posts and stuff like that. What are the other things that you guys do just to sort of give other people like what it takes to actually get to the size of the following that you've
got? You have to spend time, a lot of time. And I am constantly on my WhatsApp to whoever it is. It could be Paint Warrior. I'm on the phone to him every 2 minutes. Yeah. Literally, Mark.
Teaching him how to paint.
Yeah, obviously. Can't paint. Can't paint, we'll take it away. No, but literally, basically, this is how it works. So Phil is a late night warrior.
Yeah.
And I'm an early morning. So this channel basically runs nearly 24 hours.
Yeah. People don't realise, because I used to do the Unilight one, and I would be up at 6 in the morning talking to people then, and then I'd be doing the people in the US and Canada.
That's how you
get until 1, 2 in the morning.
That's
and
what
the channel was just...
That's where we've got the advantage. So Phil, because if Phil was me, we wouldn't go as far. Phil's up till 1 in the morning commenting. And then basically the channel will have no one to reply for 4 hours, and then I'm up at 5:30, and straight away.
So you get up at 5:30. How many messages have you got on average?
Oh, just you can't.
Loads. It's just loads.
One, maybe two.
But we will go through as many as possible.
Mark Tiff, reply
not
to
again, not again.
But that's what people so people needy. Are like, how do you do it? And I'm like, you have to be on it. And all I hear is a lot of excuses from other people. I'm like, that's why. Every time I hear an excuse from someone else, it'll push me harder. Mm. They're like, this is where, I had to do this. How'd you find time? I have to do this. And I'm like, you make time. If you want to go far, you make time.
So what do you do? What out of it? What hobbies? I don't suppose.
This is it. The Home Improvement Channel is my hobby. I've not been on holiday for 4 years. Like, there's certain goals, but now it's just... Now we just want to make good content.
But you're still driven with it.
Still driven, like anything before. But now we try and help as many influencers as possible. That is a big thing of ours. Mm. Isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, I love sauce.
Oh, my God.
to be fair, though, if you get to a certain size, I always feel like there's other people on the way that have helped you get to that size. So if you can help.
I always say, don't ever think you're on top. Don't ever. Because honestly, them people that had 200 followers yesterday could go 3 million tomorrow. And guess what? They remember that I helped them. Don't ever think you could do this alone. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people out. I've seen a few people out on social media thinking they could just run it at the top. Or alone, you can't. Work as a team. Because trust me, Like sometimes if I'm on a shadow ban, or we're on a shadow ban, sorry, for a few weeks.
Shadow ban, by the way, is not real.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not real, but it is. And then basically you call a friend up and be like, invite me as a collaborator. They'll invite me as a collaborator. Like I was on a shadow, we was on a shadow ban, sorry, not that long ago. And our paint warrior chipped me straight past. Then I called Hedge Lawn Stripes.
Oh, you've done you, Mark.
You've done wrong way.
Yeah. I always
Lawn
get around the wrong
Stripes and the hedges.
Yeah, I always get around the wrong way. But I'll call you, he'll club me. And then that's it. Then people are pushing me straight. Yeah, yeah. I'm literally.
And then, right. Oh, Davis, and then it's back he's the other way.
No, Kev, paint warrior.
Paint warrior, yeah.
He blew up as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he'll get the same. Like, everybody gets it. Mm. Because when you get to a certain stage, like, we can just go mad on followers, like mad. We've had 10K in a day.
On Instagram?
On Instagram.
10K.
But then what Instagram does, they just see it as suspicious. But it's not. It's because we've got videos that are just absolutely booming off. And then what they'll do, they'll just cut you back down.
Yeah.
And then we just settle along for a little while.
We're not scared. Yeah. We're not scared anymore.
We're used to it now. Like the first time it happened, I thought, what's going on? Yeah, like I think the channel's dead. But now you realise it's just part of the process. You'll go up and you drop, get this little weird, they sort of start pulling everything back, and then slowly it comes back again, does the same. It's just like up, down, up.
How happy are we for Ryan Davis hitting 100K? Mate, and I was there. Did you see the story?
I'm not, because I've got to give him a giveaway.
It's costing me money. But how,
I've just got
100K.
How nice was it? To be fair, when anybody, you see anybody that hits a milestone on there, I think if you've ran a channel or you've done it yourself, even if it's 10K,
hey, like so
even if it's one, even if it's 1K, yeah, you remember
1K is massive.
No, but you remember that massive. First, what, like you felt like it took forever.
It's easy
that's
to
what,
forget.
That's why I hate being around certain influencers, because they go, they make something big, and they're like, yes, they come up, they go, yeah, but then it's like, you know, it's not as good as you, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's an achievement.
I always said to Phil when we had like 10,000 followers in Instagram, okay, Phil, we're famous. We've got 2.1 million today. I feel less famous today.
I'm one of them people that is be proud of everything you achieve.
Yeah, 100%.
Everything you, that little milestone, that thousand,
I've
10,
been sent
it
before
whatever.
And I reply to him. I'm like, mate, someone sent me, what did he get? I think he had just hit 6,000 or something like that. He was like,
I said to him, well done.
The first 10 feels like it takes forever.
Yeah. Well, I said to him, forever. I said, mate, well, that, I went, that's banging. He was like, but then he looked straight at ours and he was like,
comparison,
yeah,
isn't it?
Nothing,
never
it's nothing like yours. Yeah. But then, do you know what I did? I said, mate, don't let that fool you. And I sent him a picture of 6,000 people in a concert. Mm. And I said, that's 6,000. Yeah. If you look at 6,000 people, that is a lot. Yeah. Now, obviously, there's no stadium for us.
Stay humble.
The internet is my stadium.
Are you not entertained?
Let me.
But I think people let the numbers just become numbers. Well, when you put that into a picture and look at how much that is.
So you say that now, obviously, like, the numbers aren't numbers. I think when you get to a certain size, you're more about actually the content. So what now, if you're not about the numbers, what's the thing for the future that you guys want to achieve with the platform?
Well, we're just...
Money.
It's all about the money.
Jack's so funny.
Oi, listen, I'll sell it for the wrong price.
Wonga.
Someone did offer to.
No, do you know what? We ain't really. No. There weren't a plan to get to the
end. They did, but I ain't telling
you. Yeah, I ain't selling it.
I didn't sign up.
Yeah.
I'm out. Much? I'm done. Weigh me in.
But now it's all about sticking with people and trying to help as many people as possible get to where we are and share it.
Yeah.
Share it. Because now we've got 2.1 million, yeah? I can't say it enough. We would never dream. Phil, put us back 18 months ago.
Oh, mate.
You said to us, it takes 2 years to get monetized.
I said to him,
See,
we didn't come into this.
It takes 2 years.
We didn't come into this blind.
When I started, I looked at the numbers and it was something like, 18 months. From a channel,
18 months.
From a channel from nothing. Average is
we didn't come into it blind. I literally said to him, if you want to do it, I said, you're looking at 2 years. And he was sweet, 2 years. Just to get our first 1,000.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, we weren't expecting
it. So here's another one then. I know, obviously, you're sitting on social media for pretty much 24 hours. How many hours a day do you spend making content and editing content? Because these are the things which are, like, people will see your follower count. And a little bit of envy comes out, or whatever it is.
But
if if they realised how many hours.
Oh, it's way, it's way more than a normal job.
Yeah. Way more. Yeah.
Way more.
It's easier to do a 9 to 5. Every day you're going out to do that.
And you're rattling
if we're
your
not
brain,
making the video.
And you're just constantly rattling your brain. What can I make?
Think
what
of what
can
to
I
do.
Make?
Yeah. Because I'll go to work and every day is my job. So I feel every day is different. Whereas, like you said, you now make content for your job. You now make content, so you've got to force that, not force that content, but you've got to go, like you say, you go to your room, you rip the wallpaper off, you do that to make the content.
Yeah.
Whereas my content is every day.
You've got to do it as you work it. Hats off to you, mate. It is as you're running a business and trying to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Hats off to you.
Yeah.
But once you get to a stage where you
overlap,
pick and
choose. Once you earn enough money that it can like sort of benefit it, and you can sort of let the boots off, and you can focus on your channel. That's when you'll boom.
Yeah.
That's when you'll boom, because at the minute you've got to do your work, so you've got to pay your bills. But then we risked it, really.
We were in full chat.
We had like, I'll run my credit cards into the ground
to get where we need to.
We quit in December and we was like all out.
And
let's
even
go.
The money we was making,
straight back in.
Yeah. Eventually, I want to do stuff where we do stuff for people, but it's super difficult. So
one, because you get a lot of people.
If you can monetize it enough, it gives you the opportunity.
We've given stuff away already. At the beginning, we did a free carpet for someone. All fitted, supplied, whatever. And then we did some skirtings for a woman.
Hopefully you get somebody like Carpet Right that says, yeah, I'll go and fit carpets
not the big companies.
Well, I don't know.
The little ones, calm down. Some be more humble.
But they're
Roger's Rugs.
It's get him involved. Roger's Rugs.
Peter's Fluff.
Ruggy Roger.
But it's super difficult to record, so we couldn't do it. We did it a few times. What we made on the channel, we just give it back and bulk stuff and give it to them. And
it was it feels good though.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, when you're all quiet, you're like,
that feel good.
A whole day's worth. Like we're going to help. So basically, Lawn Hedges and Stripes. Have I got it
right?
Lawn
he started up a GoFundMe to do his gardens for free, and we said, "Mike, we'll come help you. Don't worry about it." Like, we'll just come straight for the content.
Yeah. I will charge him, though.
Invoice him at the
Mark,
end.
Mark, I don't know why you thought he was free. He's not.
Laughing, but he's getting a bill.
Thanks for having me on. There's my invoice.
That's 14 days.
So when are we on next time?
That's 14 days.
That's not one of those 3-month ones.
2% off for early repayment. Yeah. Ladies and gents, just a quick one to say a huge thank you to our new headline sponsor, CT1, the best sealants on the market, voted for by the British public. Not only that, it's made in Britain as well. So go and support a product and a brand that is made in the UK. But I just want to say to you, they've got a brand new product out, which is the BT1. It's a combination sealant and adhesive like the popular CT1, but it's perfect for keeping a hygienic environment. And it's designed to completely stop the growth of bacteria, microbes, and fungus. And not only that, this stuff is strong. Now, it's going to be available at Travis Perkins, Wicks, Juicens, and pretty much everywhere else. So there's no excuse not to go and give it a go. So we're really happy to be partnering with CT1.
Yeah, but if someone had said to you three, 4 years ago, we're going to be travelling up the country to do podcasts, having a laugh,
let me tell you, I'm not even joking. CT1, when we went out.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
No.
He's good. Right,
wait, we went out. No.
I'm serious.
Me and Phil, we never. And Jack.
About me.
But
Jimmy, I'm sorry about Jack. But tell you this. Let me tell him.
Let me explain how we get it. So basically, CT1 took us on, and they are literally amazing. I'm not even joking. Nicola's amazing, and so is Jimmy. But they took us out to one of their dudes once they sponsored us.
Yeah.
They took us out to one of their things. We went out, and they treated us. We went out with Hammer. And I said to Phil, I said, if this is what YouTube's about, I said, I'm all in. I said, we were staying at Hilton, Michelin star chefs.
Yeah.
I mean, last week I was eating at Dixie. Chicken and chips are £2.
Popcorn chicken.
I said, I'm all in.
So the last thing then that we normally do on the podcast is the...
Don't tell me to sell a dad jokes on crap.
No, it's a Jerry Springer, final thoughts. So like a bit of advice. Obviously, you don't need to plug yourself, but if you want to plug yourself, you can.
Yeah,
plug
the Home Improvement Channel UK, thank you.
But it's either a plug, some advice, or like a funny joke.
Right, so advice, a little bit of advice.
Go on.
So anyone that doing Instagram, or social media. Be consistent. Stick to the same time of posting every day. Every day. Don't matter what day. Don't miss it.
Every damn day.
Yeah. Yeah, mate.
He's really looking over there. Hello, mate.
I'm looking through them.
So here's one for you. If you had to pick one platform to stay on, get rid of all the others, you had to have one, what would it be?
Well, we know him. YouTube. No, monetize.
I couldn't because they all have their place.
YouTube. I love YouTube. Can you post this further, please?
Yeah, YouTube has its long format place. Yeah. Instagram is very professional when you can meet other trades.
Yeah.
TikTok's more exposure than anything else. Nothing else.
But if you had gone, if you had to have one.
The thing I like about YouTube,
I love YouTube, is you've got somebody's
attention for a longer period of time. Yeah. It's not short and quick.
I prefer YouTube.
But don't never.
And Facebook's massive. Mm.
Facebook, massive. You can make a lot of money now. Don't ever disrespect Facebook. Facebook's a lot of dough.
Yeah, they're really pushing for the shorts and things now as well. Yeah, so it is sort of teetering between them all.
Yeah, be careful. They're all
changing how they do it. Yeah.
Matt, boys, it's been
emotional. Jack, come again.
Jack, just for this 1 minute.
No, you stay here now.
Honestly, mega. Loved it.
I can hear you clearly.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And Al.
Thanks, boys.
I'm well far away.
Nice one. Thanks, mate.
And Jack, the cameraman.
Nice to see you. Yeah.
Nice one, Jack, bro.
I told you this one was going to be coming. Right,
mate, Jack, who's arranging all the audio, has fell asleep.
Wait, right, one sec. Wait, if you ain't subscribed to Trade Legends, make sure you do. We'll catch you in the next one, push.
Right, if you don't want to, don't have to, because obviously it's not a law. Like, you don't have to. If you found it boring, I'm sure there's other better places to go.
No, not for podcasts.
I don't get paid on this one.
Right, well, see
and if you do want to do a podcast, they don't pay you, so I wouldn't rush.
Peace.
Cheers, boys.
Oh, mate, that was sick.
If you like listening to Al talk over all the guests, if you've enjoyed this episode of Trade Legends, listening to Al talk over everybody else and people banging on the desk, if you've enjoyed listening to and watching today, you fucking gonna just stay still one space just for a minute.
If you've enjoyed watching this, blah 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 blah. Okay, right, 3, 2, 1, go.
So I'll just not do it. Oh. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna shut up for just like a minute. If you've enjoyed listening and watching today's Trade Legends podcast, please subscribe to our channel. It'll really help us out. We're a new podcast. We want to do big things. And you subscribing, hitting the little bell so you get notifications, would be just great. Thank you.
Hitting the little bell? I was like, ding, 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 ding.
There is a little bell in there.